Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Yeah, I can touch a Batman here.
I'll know more after I've delved into the secret archives of the Antiquarian Library at Alexandria.
Alexandria? Oh, you mean a delightful suburb of Washington, D.C.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, number one fan, let me tell you something. When you were giving us that news information there, oh man, I loved it. Anyway, gotta run. Number one fan.
All right, well, thank you.
Hey guys, number one fan, that was an awesome job that you did with the contest. I can't wait until you do another one. Gotta run, number one fan.
Again, we thank you. Number one fan calling.
Hey guys, number one fan, I just wanted to call in and say great job giving us the sports scores. Excellent, excellent job. Keep up the great work. Anyway, I gotta run, number one fan.
Number one fan.
It's a number one fan check. It up.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job with the traffic. Excellent, excellent job telling us what's happening, you know, with what roads to take and all that stuff. Number one fan.
he's not coming around the weather, though.
Hey, guys, number one fan, excellent job doing the forecast. Thank you so much for telling us what the temperature is and all that stuff. I got to run. Number one fan.
Thank you.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
And you know there are radio stations that would really use those.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Sure.
Love it. Number one fan.
Number one fan. Real sincere.
All right, Batman.
But someone told me that both
the Joker.
Man. And Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
A giant clam, Aunt Harriet.
Yeah.
I know we've discussed this on the show before.
Yes.
The fact that when I was 11 years old, I had a letter printed in a Batman comic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I about 10 years ago, I had the comic, and then I lost it.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, I'm a bit of a Batman freak. And
are you wearing a Batman T-shirt today?
I am. Mm-hmm. I was looking on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, a couple of weeks ago, and some guy had put a link to someone selling this comic book on eBay that had my letter printed
right.
in the editor.
Right.
So I did a search on eBay and bought my own copy of it and got a call a moment ago from my girlfriend who said that it arrived.
Yay. The new phone books are here.
And I would love to share this letter. I don't know exactly what it is that, I mean, we did this.
Are you going to be bringing it in for show and tell?
Yeah, I'll bring it in tomorrow so that we can actually photocopy it and put it on our webpage.
Right. Good. You don't remember the content of the letter.
It's very teenage boy, 1960s, stupid.
I was standing by the magazine rack when Senator Craig approached me.
Name and address withheld.
Call him. She called me.
That's in the Batman Forum, right? That's what the letter is.
Cape so and it's Cape and Cowl comments, but actually
Cape and Cowl comments
for your purposes, it would be Cape and C O C something purposes.
Yes, Cape and C comments.
Hi, sweetie. Hello. You must be listening to your favorite radio station.
I am.
So, listen, during the break, Jan calls and says, great news, your eBay package arrived.
Right.
Your world's finest comic that has your letter to the editor is there. Would you please open it up and read the letter?
Okay. You kind of sound a little mechanical.
What do you mean?
It's all right.
You sound like you have a mechanical voice. Is it okay?
Would you open up the comic and read it, please?
Oh, you know, it could be a problem on this end. We've had to reset our phones a couple of times today, sweetie.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cape and Cowl comments.
And I think the comic book is from November of 69.
Do you read it to the author of the comic book?
Dear editor. Uh-huh. Dear editor.
Dear editor.
Dear editor.
Dear editor.
So what I wanted was to get this thing so I would actually have a copy of the letter.
Yeah.
And then, like, frame the copy, the front of the right. comic book, and then my stupid letter there. And I got it now. Anyway, yeah. go ahead. What's it say, sweetie?
It's Cape and Cowl comments. Uh-huh. And it says, Dear Editor, World's Finest number 184 was terrific. I really liked the grown-up Robin. As we say it over here, he was gross. That really means big, but we use it like cool or tough. Those words sure describe the adult Robin. But I have a complaint. Look at Superman on page 8, panel 2. This is outrageous. He looks like he's starting to get bald. And it's signed Mike Source, Heidelberg, Germany.
Heidelberg, all the way from Germany.
You think you got it published because it was from Germany?
I believe so. I had figured out, because, you know, we were stationed there. My dad was stationed there for a year. He was a government employee. And I had figured out by reading these comic books that the most exotic postmarks would get in.
All the way.
So I was tremendously excited.
At that early age, you were manipulating the system.
Oh, yeah. I was tremendously excited that I had sent the letter in and we had moved back to the States.
Right.
And I had totally flipped out, just turned it off that I had sent this letter. Mm-hmm. I was in the drugstore. Bought the comic book and went flipping bananas.
Sure.
Because I was like, oh my God, it's me.
I'm
in the comic book.
One complaint, though. In page 84, panel 2.
I know.
I noticed that's not the Batman that I approve of.
It is the nerdiest. I'm 11 years old.
But that's a big deal for an 11-year-old. That's like Ralphie getting his package from
Ovaltine.
Right.
But no, Mike, that's much better.
Be sure and drink your Ovaltine.
That was a mass marketing. I had my...
You had yours specifically.
My own letter.
Mike Source went out to the world being acknowledged for his... And you know what? Here's where I'm going to give you your props on this.
Okay.
You really want to know what it is?
What?
Even back then, you weren't kissing anybody's ass.
Right.
It wasn't all gushy-gushy. It's like, hey, listen, what's the deal with Batman?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? You were the critic.
Keeping
it real.
As I recall the letter, when I wrote it when I was 11, is outrageous all in capital letters?
The whole sentence, this is outrageous, is all in capital letters.
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. So I was so mad that in some previous comic it looked like Superman. It's bald.
Uh-huh. And do you think it was the printing, or do you think it was the animation itself?
Who knows?
Yeah. How could you remember back then?
It was outrageous, whatever it was.
All I know is at that point, I still had not discovered girls. I was still living in the world.
Well, that's a delightful answer me these questions three quality when you read the whole thing. Uh-huh. Can she read the first sentence again? Because that's got the most, answer me these questions three quality.
Jan, would you please read it all? And I'll bring it in tomorrow, and we'll put it up on the webpage.
Whole thing.
You want me to read the whole thing again?
Please. Please, darling. Please.
Okay. Dear editor, World's Finest number 184 was terrific! Exclamation point. I really liked the grown-up Robin. As we say it over here, he was gross. That really means big, but we use it like cool or tough.
That's the Germany thing, right?
Yes.
One word sure described the adult Robin. But I have a complaint. Look at Superman on page 8, panel 2. Uh-huh. All caps, this is outrageous. He looks like he's starting to go bald. Now, the editor does respond.
Good, you get a response.
What did the editor write?
Got to hear.
You may think it would be outrageous, but Luther would like nothing better since he claims Superman caused him to lose his hair.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
there you go.
Good answer.
Well, maybe it wasn't just Heidelberg. It was the content. You know, gave the editor something to work with.
No, it's totally answering these questions. I have a complaint.
You're 11 years old. You can be a little nerd at 11 years old.
Right. Anyway, thank God for eBay that we got that thing. Yeah. All right, sweetie. Thank you for calling me. That was nice of you to call me, tell me that arrived today.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, sweetie. I'll see you later. Love you.
I love you, too.
All right, goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
So it's it's a wonderful accomplishment at that young age, and who doesn't like to see their writings published? I think it's fantastic. It's why my college buddies and I used to get together and write makeup letters to write to Penthouse Forum.
Tonight when I'm nailing her, I'm going to say, who got published? Who got published?
Yeah, technically, you're a published author.
Who got published?
This is outrageous.
Do you remember when Robin got the grown-up Robin episode or book?
Sure.
What was so great about it?
I love the fact that they were going through a series of imaginary tales.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Where it was like if Superman and Batman had kids.
Uh-huh.
And it was like
they had sex and had kids?
No, with chicks.
Okay.
So it was like there was a little miniature Superman, a little miniature Batman, and Mike is feigning that he's not paying attention now.
Shuffling papers.
I am paying attention. I am paying attention.
You are listening with rapt attention.
I am. It's Robin got pregnant. Well, Robin got somebody pregnant?
Listen, I don't want to discuss this with you, Mike.
Why?
Because you refuse to take it as seriously as the 11-year-old.
Well, Rob came up and gave you a very serious question, seriously a press conference question about.
I liked all of the imaginary stories. I liked they would always do like, what if Batman married Lois Lane? What if Batman and Superman had grown up kids? Mm-hmm. What if Robin was the grown up and Batman?
How would
the
they
teenager?
Do that? How was that done?
They would start it by saying, This is an imaginary story.
What if?
It was right around the time they
were then really... they'd have the panels with the imaginary story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they did that? Is that the one you wrote about?
I think I wrote about a real story.
A real story.
Not an imaginary story.
What about the grown-up Robin? Well, wasn't the grown-up Robin a real...
That was imaginary,
an imaginary,
right?
Story?
Yes.
So that's the thing you're commenting on positively.
I enjoyed imaginary stories.
It prompted you to write.
You know, that's the creative element, too, mm-hmm. because you're not just satisfied with the day-to-day drudgery of Batman himself. What you want to see is the evolution and how the show in the print would evolve and how the
what might happen
thing would, you know, go on.
Also, the grown-up Robin was the first one to feature a lot of nudity.
You know, I want to say something to you. You would probably cut off your left nut if you had anything printed in any magazine that meant anything to you.
I agree.
Have you ever had anything printed in a magazine? Have you ever had a letter printed?
No.
All right, then shut up, you.
See, that's why I had to cast out. That's why I had to really strike, because I'm jealous.
Are you ready? Are you ready for something that I heard?
Yes. What?
Okay. You know how I think years ago the comic book Creepshow was banned in the United States because mm-hmm. of its content, and they brought it back now. They're bringing back Creepshow mm-hmm. because the content is deemed to be more acceptable now. So for the comic book collectors, Creepshow will be available. I heard that the other day, and
I gotta go write a letter.
I actually paid attention to it.
I don't like Creepshow.
What's that?
I don't like Creepshow.
I would. That was the only one I did like.
I like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Flash, mm-hmm. Green Lantern,
Archie.
Captain America. Archie's way down on the list. There's so many superheroes before Archie. Iron Man, Fantastic Four.
I loved Iron Man.
Classics Illustrated. Do you remember that one? I just thought of it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Like King Arthur.
Sometimes my parents would try to fool me and say, you can buy any comic you want. Uh-huh. And I'd go like, hey, this is a jip. This is like a comic of Tom Sawyer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I already read the stupid book.
I also got comics. I got Bible comics, too. From Helpful
Bible
Uncles.
Comics.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here, you'll love this. Look, he's parting the Red Sea.
Hilarious.
I got Creepshow. Sorry.
The outcast.
Boy, I am the outsider when it comes to these discussions.
I'm a printed author. I'm in print. Hello.
Published author.
Published,
thank you.
I'm a printed author.
I am a printed author.
I am a moron. And I'm wearing a Batman t-shirt today also. Uh-huh.
Can I see the Batman that you have?
Yeah, nice, huh?
That's a nice one. Nice. Yes, very, very nice looking
TV
t-shirt.
Show, yeah.
I'm a conflicted man.
Not really. You know what you like.
You're not the only adult that loves comic books. You're Patton Oswalt.
What is it that somebody said to me about the way that I dress? That it was that men, when they reach a certain age, realize that their lives will never be great again. And they go back and they dress and they just wear clothes from the happiest time of their lives.
That's right. That happens.
And look at me. Every day I wear a Green Bay Packers sweatshirt or a T-shirt or socks or underpants or socks or Batman stuff every day. I mean, it's not a someday thing with me today.
Right.
I mean, someday with the wardrobe.
I understand.
It's every day.
It's now.
There's only one guy in this room, in this whole building, that dresses, you know, even puts any real thought into what he wears, and that's
Buzz. Cocksmith, right.
Buzz, you know, kind of, and Buzz is kind of sloppy for himself today, you know? I mean,
it's coordinated.
It's coordinated.
It's his Dane Cook look.
Yeah, yeah, he does the Dane Cook thing. You and I kind of wear logos and stuff like that.
My logo today is Borgata.
Hey, the Borgata with Batman. But a matching ensemble, though, the black and white.
Can I look like a bigger dick? I have one of those Las Vegas-like jogging suits on,
mm-hmm.
right? From the Borgata.
Right.
Like,
Philly, thank you. No, you could be Jilly from Philly.
Jilly from Philly wearing the tracksuit.
Yeah.
And that's
ridiculous.
What you call it. You call it a tracksuit.
Right.
It's a tracksuit.
Baby.
That used to be the old name for it. And would you like to please publicly comment on my attire today?
Mike has a beautiful 07 World Series jacket on.
Nice. It just came today. It came as I was walking out the door.
Very nice.
And I was a small child running to the door. And I said, all right, it's here. And the DHL lady, as she was walking away, just gave me a little, you know, she gets people excited about packages all the time.
What are you wearing?
Yellow shirt.
James Eddie Bauer, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering when we can come out to some of the signings, the book signings.
Yes.
When you're signing your copies of the comic book.
Signing my comic book. I had to pay like $4 for that comic book.
That's a pretty good deal, though.
Now, of course, they'll skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Donna.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Right.
Turn your radio down, please.
Hello.
Or do that.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don, it's Al, Al's Magic Shop.
Hey, it's Al.
Al from Al's Magic Shop.
Another one of the men.
Heard what you were saying about my boy Chris Angel.
Another one of the men that raped me.
You're close to that place here, aren't you?
Al's Magic Shop?
Is it still around or is it long gone?
No, it's going out of business, Mike. 2 years ago.
This is right in the area where Al's Magic Shop used to be.
No, Al's Magic Shop was on Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C.
Oh, downtown.
It's a Turkish bath now, boy.
Yes, sir. Come on down. How about a nice steam, boy?
Understand you got published in Cape and Cal Comments, boy.
Please, show it to me.
Why don't you drop that towel, boy? Come over and I'll read your letter to the editor, boy.
We'll play the magic balls game. Yes, yes. Which ball is hidden under the cup, boy?
So, boy, you're like Batman, boy. I hit a gummy bear under one of my buttocks, boy.
Yes, check out my specialty cape and cowl and nothing else, boy.
Please
look at it.
Where's the boy from Germany?
Ah, it's Heidelberg Donnie. Please come into the back room. Please.
Please.
Do not panic.
Ah, the tingler.
The tingler.
My flesh tingler.
Please don't scream.
The tingler's loosened my pants. Please, do not panic.
Please, welcome to the back room of Al's Magic Shop. Don't scream, Heidelberg boy.
Please.
Please.
The three men who tormented me were Al from Al's Music Shop, Harv Moore from WPGC, and Tom Osborne from the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
A tribute to our fans, our newfound fans in Nebraska.
Please. They bent me over a chair, boy.
Please.
Did you like that, boy?
Was it as good for you as it was for me, boy?
You got published, boy.
Well, I look forward to seeing that tomorrow.
Bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm sure at 11, 12 years old, that had to be an amazing experience.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
All right, boy.
Boy.
Angry black man, we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.